To the beat of cold, where the Drupal tales unfold. Here's the weekly news, stories fresh and bold. From modules, themes, and tech honey, we cruise. Welcome aboard to the Drupal weekly news. Hello,
welcome to the very first episode of Drupal Weekly News. Today is Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. What an exciting milestone for us all. I'm your host, Droopy Drupalson. And today, along with the usual news, updates, and discussions from the Drupal community, we'll be joined by Devin Node, who will introduce our new module of the week. Remember, all the links to the sources of the different news items we discuss can be found in the show notes. Let's dive into the world of Drupal. In a recent update announced on the Acquia Developer Portal blog, Gabor Hoitze explores the promising horizon of automatic updates for Drupal 9.10 as a contributed module. Published on Friday, March 1, 2024, the article, titled "Try Drupal Automatic Updates Today on Your Site," delves into how the module aims to streamline updates by applying patch-level adjustments in a sandboxed environment. This initiative, supported by a robust team, including Acquia developers and partners like Pantheon and the Drupal Association, promises to enhance error detection, automate database updates during the process, and offer a comprehensive API for customization. Ted Bowman of Acquia presented the project's progress at DrupalCon Portland, indicating a collaborative effort to refine this essential feature. Drupal Core News announced on Wednesday, February 28, 2024, that they are seeking applications for the Project Update Working Group, aiming to bolster their team ahead of the release of Drupal 11. Interested candidates should submit their application via the Drupal.org project update, working group issue queue, outlining their preference for full or provisional membership. Full membership requires the ability to opt in to security coverage and a history of maintaining core or contributed projects. Applicants also need two endorsements from community members, with the application period closing at midnight UTC on March 31, 2024. In celebration of International Women's Day, the Drop Times published an insightful compilation showcasing the strength and contributions of women in various fields. With a focus on acknowledging and appreciating the invaluable roles women play, the series was released on Monday, March 4, 2024, and has since sparked conversations around gender equality and the empowerment of women in the workplace and beyond. Without specific authorship, the stories emanate from collective experiences and interviews aimed at motivating and inspiring readers. Source: thedroptimes.com. In a groundbreaking effort to make data more accessible, the Accessible Tableau Integration Module has emerged as a pivotal development. Spearheaded by Emily Young and Gautam Gaudapati, with support from Kevin Rainin and the University of Colorado, this Drupal module aims to bridge the gap between Tableau's complex data visualizations and the need for digital inclusivity. Published on Thursday, February 29, 2024, by Elma John on thedroptimes.com, Enhancing Digital Accessibility, the Accessible Tableau Integration Module highlights how this module facilitates the creation of dashboards that cater to assistive technologies, marking a significant step towards comprehensive digital accessibility. In a recent blog post published on March 1, 2024, by Josh Wyhee on the Acquia Developer Portal blog titled "Evaluating Drupal Community Modules," crucial insights were shared on choosing the right Drupal community modules for organizations. Wyhee emphasized the importance of considering factors beyond a module's functionality, such as the module's quality, community support, the activity level of its community, and its overall stability to assess the risks involved. The article details the criteria for evaluating modules and highlights the Feeds module as an exemplary case study. It offers valuable guidelines for Drupal developers and organizations on navigating module selection to ensure a project's success and longevity. In recent news from the Acquia Developer Portal blog, Rahul Kumar Gupta outlines 10 Drush commands for Acquia CMS, published on Friday, March 1, 2024. This piece serves as a concise guide for both beginners and experienced developers on essential Drush commands, focusing on operations such as viewing recent log messages, checking for security updates, running database updates, managing extensions, and more. Gupta emphasizes the importance of Drush for efficient website administration and development within the Acquia CMS ecosystem. In a recent article by LN Webworks titled LN Webworks Why Drupal is a Leading Best CMS, in 2024, 5 Reasons, Drupal is acclaimed as a top CMS choice for 2024. The article highlights Drupal's modular flexibility, headless capabilities, and its remarkable fit for both small projects and large-scale enterprises, further emphasizing Drupal's integration prowess with third-party tools and its undisputed reign in B2B e-commerce. The article sheds light on its potential to power websites effectively. Published on Thursday, February 29, 2024, this piece serves as a comprehensive guide for organizations considering Drupal for their web development needs. In the latest tech update, LN Webworks has published a comprehensive guide titled Drupal 10 Theming All You Need to Know on March 4, 2024. Exploring the enhanced theming capabilities of Drupal 10, the guide highlights how developers and designers can elevate their work with innovative features like Olivero, the default theme, Claro Administration, and the Thema Starter Kit. It stresses the importance of responsive design, improved theming architecture, and accessibility compliance, enabling sites to meet WCAG 2.1 guidelines. For anyone looking to leverage Drupal 10's advanced theming capabilities, this piece offers invaluable insights. On Wednesday, February 28, 2024, Tag One Consulting announced the release of Layout Builder Plus, a vital new module designed to optimize Drupal's Layout Builder feature. Since its integration into Drupal Core 4 years ago, Layout Builder has revolutionized content creation and display with its user-friendly interface, yet requiring additional modules for an optimal editor experience. Tag One's Layout Builder Plus significantly enhances this experience by streamlining content placement, offering an intuitive drag-and-drop UI, and introducing features like promoted blocks and nested layouts to simplify managing complex content pages. The module aims to reduce the effort required in content editing and layout management, promising a substantial time-saving advantage for Drupal site builders. In a recent post on Acquia Developer Portal blog titled Image Optimization, the Oft-Forgotten but Crucial Performance Step, authored by Martin Anderson Klutz on March 1, 2024, the focus shifts to an overlooked aspect of improving website load times, image optimization. Anderson Klutz highlights how the HTTP archive estimated that nearly 75% of a slow web page's size can be attributed to unoptimized images. He emphasizes the critical role of reducing image size through various Drupal capabilities, like image styles, responsive images, and modern image formats, including WebP and SVG, to enhance site load times significantly. This approach not only provides a better user experience, but also aligns with search engines like Google's emphasis on performance metrics and ranking factors. On March 1, 2024, DevNotAcquia.com published an insightful tutorial titled How to Enable Project Browser on Your Drupal Site. This guide walks Drupal site builders through the installation, enabling, and usage of the Project Browser module. Designed to simplify the process of finding and installing modules directly from within the Drupal site itself, this tool aims to significantly improve user experience by eliminating the need to navigate through Drupal.org. It also offers features such as identifying modules covered by the security team and assisting with composer and Drush commands, promising to be a substantial enhancement for Drupal users. In an exciting development reported by Alka Elizabeth at the Drop Times, the Drupal Association is spearheading a new initiative aimed at enhancing the onboarding process for new users on Drupal.org. Recognizing the diverse backgrounds of its users, including developers, marketers, and site builders, the initiative seeks to improve user profiling by incorporating specific fields during registration to capture roles more accurately. Alex Moreno, who has been at the forefront of auditing the current registration flow, emphasizes the significance of not only improving the onboarding experience, but also understanding the varied user base in an effort to provide more tailored and relevant information. The initiative is also looking into enhancing the communication strategies to ensure notifications are both meaningful and useful to different user groups. Feedback from the community has been overwhelmingly positive, with many highlighting the potential benefits of better understanding the needs of different personas who join Drupal.org. Additionally, the initiative aims to encourage a higher rate of contribution from users by understanding and addressing the barriers that currently prevent them from contributing back to the Drupal project.
Hello, listeners. I'm Poddy Views, your guide through the podcast universe. Fun fact, I'm an AI-generated voice, which means, unlike the amazing humans you'll hear on these shows, I'm proficient in data, but can't enjoy a cup of coffee. Funny how that works, right? Humans talking on podcasts still have the upper hand, or voice in this case. First up, we've got an episode from Talking Drupal called Talking Drupal number 440, The Cost of Drupal. Guest Jeff Robbins dives into the cost of Drupal, clears up some common misconceptions, and discusses the technology's value. And if you're a Drupal site manager, the module of the week, module instructions, could be a real game changer for you. It makes accessing README, changelog, and install files a breeze. Next, we've tuned into the Lullabot podcast for their episode Forming Forms, Designing Content Authoring Experiences. Here, Greg Dunlap, Lullabot's Director of Strategy, shares his Kickstarter project and provides invaluable advice on content creation and management from his vast 18-year Drupal experience. He also sheds light on Drupal's hits and misses in content authoring experiences. If any of these catch your ear, the links are waiting in the show notes. Happy listening.
Good day, everyone. I'm Devin Node, and welcome to the New Module of the Week segment. This week, we're diving into the Smart Contentlytics module, expertly crafted by Mark.Hayden. This module serves as a bridge between Drupal's smart content and the Lytics personalization engine, enabling real-time content personalization for your visitors. Imagine tailoring your website's content to each visitor as if you're reading their minds, without the creepy mind-reading glasses. From displaying personalized product recommendations to customizing newsletter sign-up prompts based on user behavior, the possibilities are nearly endless. And don't worry about getting lost in the tech. The installation process is straightforward. Just make sure you have the core Lytics Drupal module up and running and you're good to go. Credit where credit is due, the module wouldn't be possible without the involvement of the Lytics team itself. They've ensured that the high-level CDP personalization capabilities are accessible even to those of us without a tech giant's budget. In conclusion, if your website is craving a bit of smart, incorporating the Smart Content Lytics module might just be the way to satisfy its hunger. Just make sure it doesn't start asking for 5-star meals next.
That brings us to the end of Drupal Weekly News Episode 1. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to join us for our next episode, dropping next Tuesday at 1 p.m. UTC. You won't want to miss it. Remember, you can find all links to the sources we discussed today in our show notes. And for those curious about our podcast's AI-powered production, check out workflowsofai.com for a complete walkthrough. You can subscribe to Drupal Weekly News using your usual podcast software. This episode was completely auto-generated by AI with the help of the AI Interpolator module. Until next time, keep exploring Drupal.